Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we've got discipline. And Leona Morimoto here. And this nice, happy, fucking classic porn music, like I want them to bring back in regular porn. You can fucking hate me, but I love this music. I even thought about going and taking some of the modern porn and replacing the sound with the classic fucking music so it works a little better. I don't know, there's just something about that fucking romantic music that makes porn better for me. I don't know. I know y'all like to hear the sounds, but... I mean, the sounds can be there too, but... I don't know, maybe that's what I need to do. I need to be the guy that goes into Pornhub and redoes the fucking clips and adds the music. It's like, who are you, the man that will save porn? But it didn't need to be saved. I think it does. All right. Anyway, this beautiful saxophone-inspired piece here. Let's go ahead and get started. I'm taken by her image and her words, and sadly, Leona Morimoto looks appealing. Yeah, certainly does. Let's go ahead and look at that again. Yeah, real nice. What a Seishoujo's better early works. And accordingly, my penis gets harder, and the veins pop out and begin to throb, as they should. Shit, I can't get so excited before I'm even in her. I'll come the second I go inside of her. This is her strategy. She's gonna seduce me and get me to come quickly. I'm not gonna fall for it. I shake off her seduction and slide my erect penis into her vagina. I re-enter her vagina. It feels even better than it did before. Because she's excited this time, it's wet inside of her. It's like putting my penis into a hot cave. Now move! Make me feel good! She grunts. Basically. I obey her and begin to move around inside of her. Grind. It feels good! Every time I move, lewd sounds come from between us, but neither of us notice as we cling to each other. I look around and see the girls watching us holding their breath. Some of the girls are so excited they're playing with themselves. Some of the girls are playing with each other. Okay. We are surrounded by people watching us, but we're in our own world, discovering each other's bodies. It's so beautiful. I can't wait to be loved like that. Himeki pants as if she's being screwed. She touches her breasts and her groin. Yes, it's been so long. My body is doing its own thing. Leona is like a different person. She's totally into it and trying to increase her pleasure. Her vagina is dripping wet, but it still feels tight around my penis. Waves of strong sensation come from my penis and spread through my body, making me shake. I take it all in. I know I need to calm down, but my hips move like a high-speed piston. I am swallowed up into a rhythm. I won't be able to hold on at this rate. More! Harder! Mess me up! Her saying this makes me lose control and I ram her hard. Our breath becomes synchronized and our hips move to the same rhythm. I look and see small beads of sweat covering Leona's body. Each time we bang into each other, the glistening sweat comes flying off her body. I'm totally taken by this beautiful body and head down the road to climax. More! Feel me more! I have completely forgotten about hanging on. All I want is to heighten my pleasure. I go for it. No, not so hard. I'm... Leona is wailing. She is frantically moving her hips to stimulate her sensitive spot against me. My penis goes in and out of her, over and over. And each time a clear liquid comes out of her urethra, it wets my belly. Yes. Yes, it feels so good. I can't anymore. I'm gonna come. Go ahead. Come. This time, come all over me. I want to be steeped in your scent. I am filled with a strong urge to come. I want to keep from coming to prolong this pleasure. Go on, come, cover me with your passion. I can't, I'm going to come, I'm going to... I will come too, so let's come together. I'm not gonna finish that, because there's like a Beatles song and yeah. She says and moves her hips. My penis goes all the way into her and pushes against her cervix. I can't. Alright, I'm going to come. I'm going to come. Come, go on, come. I'm going to come too. We are both wailing. We ram our hips into each other as if to drown out our voices. Liquid comes splashing out of us and goes all over the table. Where's the liquid? I'm going to come. Come, come, come all over me. I'm coming. Leona's body stiffens, and she squeezes my penis. It makes me go blank, and I come right away. Schwap! My body arches back. I try to release outside of her. My penis comes flying out of her as if it was pushed out of her vagina. I feel the semen gathering in my groin. I use the rest of my strength to point the hole in Leona's direction. Hold on. I think it's an important... I literally do think this is important. Okay, it tells me that we need to come on our breasts. I aim for her plentiful breasts and begin to come. Squirt. It's hot. My cum makes a white arc and splatters all over her two mounds. Her gigantic breasts are covered in white, cloudy fluid in no time at all. The thick The thick liquid covers her breasts and nipples and slides down her cleavage. Wow. There's still more. Look, my breasts are covered in your semen. It smells so strong, it's almost suffocating. Because it felt so good, I continue to come over and over, even though I've already come so many times. Her breasts are completely covered. Squirt. I'm still coming. I'm still coming. Wait, if that's the case, come in my mouth and I'll taste it. Leona points my penis in the direction of her perfect face. Squirt. Wow. My urge to come isn't subsiding. Huge amounts of semen land all over my new target. Her face, which was clean until a second ago, is now covered. Wow, you came all that much and you're still coming. Nah, blech. I don't know why she says that. I don't think she actually said that. It didn't seem like she said that from the Japanese. I think that was added. Her mouth, nose, and hair are covered in this white fluid. I watch her, shaking. Squirt. By the time I finish splattering her, most of her face is covered with my cum. Wow, this taste is so strong, I think it's gonna make me pass out. She seems to be enjoying the semen in her mouth. She doesn't seem to mind it at all. I catch my breath and look at Leona covered in my body fluids. I think I'm beginning to understand why guys obey her. She has a nasty personality, but something about her is really attractive. I think I can now see her femininity and her cuteness. If she were to chase me, I think it might be pretty easy for me to get sucked in by her. So, are you satisfied? Yeah. Good, then I guess it means I win. She says to me like it's obvious. Huh? But didn't we come at the same time? I didn't come. I came for you. Red pill here, guys. Did you really think I was feeling good? I mean, it's been a while, so I was on fire. Just a little. But most of it was an act. It was a great stress release. It's good to have sex with a commoner from time to time. There's no sign of what I saw in her a moment ago. But what a bitch. She steps all over the pure hearts of men. I feel like an idiot for thinking that she might be decent. It's not just that she's nasty. There's something wrong with her DNA. She's definitely the work of the devil. Definitely. Do you mind moving now? Excuse me, let's try that again. Do you mind moving now? I'd like to clean off all of this semen. She pushes me aside and gets up off the table. I bathe for 2 hours every morning. That's not healthy. But now I'm all sticky with your filthy semen. It's so thick it's not running even when I'm standing up. It's stuck to me. And it's in my beautiful hair. I wish you'd exercise more control. Leona gripes as she wipes the white goop off of herself with a towel, but there's so much and it's so sticky it's not coming off easily. Wiping it off isn't gonna make this stench go away. She grabs an expensive looking bottle of perfume and sprays it all over herself. Okay, Himeki-san, as promised, you can have your way with Hayami-kun. Wait a second. You can't just decide that. I'm not okay with this. What are you talking about? You said you were coming first, and you came a lot. I just came a little. Just a little. I'm not saying I won, but I'd say it was at least a tie. If you're not sure, we can do it again. But... I can't believe what she's saying. If I was gonna do it again with her, I may as well let Himeki take her turn. It would help me conserve my energy. Okay, Himeki-san, Hayami-kun will play with you. I've been waiting for this, Hayami-kun. My thing is getting impatient. Look at the state it's in. I look and see her juices running down her thighs. Please, prepare yourself. I will milk you dry. She licks her lips. She has the look of an animal approaching her prey. She comes towards me.
Huh?
How about we do this some other time? I'm so tired. I don't think it would feel so good right now. I mean, I already came so much, I don't think I have anything left. I try to get her to change her mind and give a list of reasons. Oh, I don't mind at all. Besides, it will last longer. She's not going for it. The bell rings to mark the beginning of afternoon classes. I'm saved. Lunch is over. Listen, the bell is ringing. If we don't hurry, we'll be late for class. Oh, don't worry about it. We're special. We don't get marked down for being late or absent. Shock. How unfair. Leona Morimoto has been coming to school, but I've never seen her in class. What kind of rules does this school have that allows this? That's why wealthy people like us give this school a lot of money. That's right, so there's no need to worry. Himeki acts like she herself makes this donation. I think I'm starting to get the picture. The social club members are all rich little girls whose families make large donations. In exchange for making large donations, they get to do whatever they want. There's definitely a hierarchy here with Leona Morimoto at the top. Okay, Hayami-kun, let's fall into a state of euphoria together. It's impossible. Look at how small my thing... Look at how small my thing is. I pointed in my tired groin. And I may be young and have a high sex drive, but I can't do it this many times in such a short period of time. No! No. It was so thick when you came with Miss Leona. I'm sure there's still a lot left in your ballsy walsies. Ballsy walsies? I don't think I can get it up again today. Why don't you serve him a beverage to change the mood? Oh, what a great idea. She grasps the meaning of Leona's suggestion and moves on it right away. Hang on a second, Hayami-kun. I'll bring you something right away. I don't want anything to drink. Please, just let me leave. Himeki moves away. She pours another cup of tea and drops some mysterious-looking pills into it. She hums as if she stirs it with a spoon and brings it to me as if nothing's wrong. Please, Hayami-kun, have some. No need to be shy. Drink it all up. Go on. Come one? Should be come on. She pushes the poison tea towards me. I'm not gonna drink that. She put so many pills in there, there is still some floating around despite the fact that the tea is piping hot. If I drink this, I'll feel funny again. Look at all the damn pills you put in it. There's more pills than there is tea! Oh, so you're saying the tea I made isn't good enough. That makes me so sad. You know what? I'm gonna say, I got a story. This whole makes me sad or so sad thing is something that actually Asian women say. Basically, there was an Asian woman over near the ramen noodle aisle, and they were out of the six-pack, only had the 12-pack in. And she's like, where's the six-pack? And they said, they're all gone. And another person talked to her and said, hey, why don't you try the stir-fry? And she said, no, too high. And I'm like, hold on a second. Like, the regular pack is, like, six for $3. And the other one, the stir-fry, is like, I don't know, it's like $1.12. Like, $1.12 is too high? But then she says, no, it's so sad! It's like, really? It's so sad that it's like, man, I don't know. It's just weird. But yeah, Asian women are literally like that. They're like, oh, that makes me so sad that this isn't happening, or that they really take shit personally, like hugely personally. Like, the fact that he didn't want to drink her tea, like, she legit feels fucking bad about that. This isn't, like, a bullshit thing. She has tears in her eyes. I'm telling you guys, she has tears in her eyes. Like, it's real. You could really upset an Asian woman like that. It's like, oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Like, if she makes something and you don't like it, like, she's literally gonna get fucking upset. So, like, and I don't mean, like, mad, like, sad, depressed. You're like, oh, shit, what did I fucking do? It's like, oh, I gotta get in there and apologize, because I'm gonna be a fucking monster for the rest of the night, so. Ugh. She brings the cup with the poison tea to her lips. Like, she's even willing to drink it, because she feels bad now. She's mad. She pours the tea down her throat. What? Gulp. She empties the cup, pills and all, into her mouth and down her throat. Is she fucking crazy? Jesus, she might grow a dick. Hey, what's gonna happen if you drink all that? She doesn't listen to me, trying to stop her. She chugs it all. She finishes the tea and looks me in the eye. Something's not right. She jumps on me and mashes her lips against mine. Then she forces her tongue into my mouth. Her hot tongue pushes my lips open and into my mouth. The poison tea gushes into my mouth off her tongue. Himeki only made it look like she swallowed the tea. It was still in her mouth. I swallow the tea that is being forced down my throat. It's a reflex. I can feel the undissolved pills going down my throat with the hot tea. I am finally free of Himeki's embrace, but the poison tea is already making its way to my stomach. So, did you enjoy my palate cleansing? How could you? I swallowed it all! The last batch of drugs were finally wearing off. I can't believe I was forced to drink that much again. This girl, she looks so harmless, but she put so much medicine into that tea. Don't worry. That amount won't kill you. That's not the point. But if you don't hurry up and do something about it, it won't be good for you. In our experiment, we gave large doses to monkeys whose hands and feet were bound. They were dead in less than an hour. That's because it's poison. But don't worry. Himeki-san will use her body to release her sexual energy, so it'll be fine. I start to feel the medicine circulating through me. I accept the fact that I can't run. If I have sex again, I think I might die. Are you okay? Go ahead, you can use my body. If this body would do, I would gladly sacrifice it for you. Shut up! Relax, pretty soon you're gonna be feeling so good you won't be able to think at all. Okay, Himeki-san, get ready. Hayami, this is my first time. Please be gentle. Okay. Oh, I really like this CG. This is a good spot to leave off. So we'll go ahead and pick up with Starless again. Not Starless. We're done with Starless. We'll pick up with Discipline. And I might have even introduced it as Starless, whatever. But we'll pick up again with Discipline next week. So, keep watching. And this is the Grimlord, and I'm out.